French forces today destroyed military vehicles belonging to troops loyal to Ivory Coast's Laurent Gbagbo during a helicopter-borne mission that rescued Japan's ambassador. The rescue came as forces loyal to presidential claimant Alassane Ouattara laid siege to Gbagbo's own residence nearby. Fighting also continued in Abidjan as Ouattara's forces tried to unseat Gbagbo, who has refused to cede power after losing a November election to Ouattara. Meanwhile, as the conflict continues, the International Committee of the Red Cross has warned that the humanitarian situation in the country is worsening. Lydia O'Kane spoke to ICRC spokesperson for West Africa, Stephen Anderson.
It's really desperate. I mean, the humanitarian needs are really huge, and they're growing, I would say, by the day. Particularly in Abidjan, I mean, the situation is still very unsettled. There is still shooting in the streets, explosions are heard, and very few people are able to go out. So in this situation, and in many areas, there is no water, no electricity. Some people who are in need of medicine cannot have access to this medicine. Some injured people cannot be evacuated. So no, the picture is really very complicated, very dire.
Obviously, with regard to the security situation, there's fighting going on, there's looting going on. How difficult is that for people, and how difficult is that for aid agencies to cope with?
So again, in Abidjan, it's very, very difficult. So people, in most cases, they don't take the risk to wander around. There are many people with weapons in the streets. As you said, a lot of looting going on. However, in these circumstances, the Red Cross has been able to go out more or less every day in some areas of Abidjan. The Red Cross of Côte d'Ivoire has treated in the past days some 70 people, evacuated half of these people to medical structures, and has distributed water as well for 2,000 people, displaced people. But I mean, this is just punctual action, and what would need to be done would be much, much more than that. I mean, the needs are huge, but we're still receiving lots of calls from people who are really asking for help, and it's quite frustrating now because we're not able to really go out as much as we would like to.
There's also difficulties also in the west of the country as well, where the need also remains quite strong.
Absolutely. In the west, the situation is still very, very tense. There are many, many needs, many displaced people that have been fleeing the fighting and the violence. And humanitarian organizations have not been able to have access to all of these people, I would say, by far. And we still don't know exactly how many of them are there, where are they exactly. So it's very difficult for the displaced people. What we've also set up in the past days is to try to provide medical assistance to displaced people. So we have set up a mobile clinic in the west, in an area of the west, in places like Toule Bleu, Guiglo, so quite close to the border with Liberia. And we also have, actually yesterday, a cargo plane that has landed in the north of Côte d'Ivoire with 10 tons of medical material, medical supplies to be brought mostly to these areas in the west of the country.